We had a shack there right by the camp, and it had carpenter tools in it. Weird carpenter tools like we never saw. Hammers, that were little hammer on a stick, maybe it was 3 foot long, you know, and I don't know how you'd be accurate enough to hit anything with it, but all kinds of funny tools like that, we thought. There was dishes in there, and it was just, it wasn't about a third as big as this here room. And guys were going in and out of it all day long, and for weeks they've been walking in and out of it. So somebody says, well, you know, sometimes they hide stuff underneath this thing. Let's pick it up, because there was no foundation, and you get enough guys on it, we picked it up, we turned it over on the side. Dead center of that place was a little square box with a peg sticking up. And we looked at it, and so we decided that was a bomb. We took way off from camp, set a rock up on end with a string on it. We pulled it over, and it made a pretty good explosion. It would have killed a bunch of people inside that place. We looked on the inside at one board that if you stepped on it, it would push a plunger down. And nobody stepped on that board. That's hard to believe. So we were a little bit more careful. They would also have... They liked American grenades because they could pull a pin on them, shove them down in a can, and put a string on them and put them across the trail. So if you went up, if you went across there, you'd jerk the grenade out and it'd pop and it'd get you. But they had a lot of those were around, so you had to be careful when you saw a trail that nobody was walking over. But souvenirs, it wasn't, they didn't have, these people were poor. They didn't have anything. I have seen souvenirs, like in Hawaii, a guy had a diamond or jewel studded, Sumeri sword. When he got it, it was all covered in burlap. So when he took the burlap off of it, he found all these jewels in it, and he had taken it into town, and I forget what they asked, it made me up way up like $75,000 or $80,000 a thing would. That's that time, you know, and they wanted to buy it off of me for that, but they were too anxious to buy it, so he decided he's going to take it back, you know. But there was officers what to confiscate it because it was a weapon. That didn't happen. He got rid of it. I guess he shipped it home. You go into town, so you could ship stuff home. There's stuff like that, but they're far and few between as any value. Maybe officers had something that might have been of value, but the regular people, all they had was a big bucket to go into. That's what I did in one place. And we were on a demolition. I belonged to joined a demolition squad. We go in and check out things. We supposed to, and with the houses, we were supposed to blow up. See what's in it and blow them up because it didn't. They were living in them when we weren't there. They'd be living in them. No comfort to the enemy. It was a deal. And I went in this one room and there was a shelf up there about 8 foot up in the air and there was a bucket on there. I said, oh, that could probably be some good loot. I take a stick and I moved it all the way over and it came down. Well, it was a crap bucket and it was full. That's another thing I had to change clothes on, you know. But there was all those kind of tricks like that. We weren't allowed to eat any food because they used all those buckets. They didn't waste a thing. They put it all in there, dumped all the crap into their gardens. The only thing you could eat was if it grew above the ground. But if it was in the ground, you couldn't eat it. And they named off, before we went on, it was the old story. There was, I don't know how many different diseases that were on the island and how many different things that you couldn't eat. One guy says, hell, he said, why don't we just leave them there and they could die on all that stuff? And that didn't happen either.